Sixth stop. This very large room was certainly the most important discovered in the complex. 7 meters wide and more than 12 meters long, it continues beyond the cement wall of the archaeological area. At the time of the excavations, it became necessary to dig under the wall containing the site to recover the fragment of flooring, unfortunately only partial, which is now displayed on the opposite wall. By calculating the measurements of the fragmentary floor and adding them to those of the mosaic conserved in its entirety, the room results as being over 20 meters long. These proportions suggest that this salon was not only used for private purposes. The theme of the decoration and its position both indicate that the room was used for celebrating convivial banquets of particular pomp. The subject of the mosaic, featuring the dance of the genii of the four seasons, is directly linked to the Dionysian character of the room. Dancing, music, and the symbolism of continued renewal over time are clearly linked to the theme of feasting. Moreover, the setting of the picture suggests a privileged point of view for those on this side of the hall, opposite the entrance. The triclinium was probably located here. The most important guests would be seated on the triclinia couch, located along this side, a position of great importance compared to the other invited guests. The main floor mosaic is bordered by a wide twisted cord with two strands, while the floor design features an orthogonal rhombus design filled with four petalled flowers, indented crosses, circles, knots, motifs in the shape of zigzags and scales. One of the largest gaps has affected the emblem at the centre of the mosaic. These gaps are due to the damage caused by the early medieval burials carried out on the rubble of the palace, which had been destroyed by that time. The decorative motif occupying the second part of the hall, and now visible on the opposite wall, has geometric and vegetable features, and a cornice consisting of a twisted cord with two strands, enclosing a large square with a circular clypeus. The refined border consists of goblets of flowers in alternating red and blue. At the corners of the large square are imposing canteroi vases, decorated with vegetable pods, from which sprout long vegetable branches with heart-shaped leaves. The archaeologists discovered a thick layer of rubble completely covering the floor of this large hall, caused by the collapse of the room above, which also had a mosaic floor.